Now we're heading to Los Angeles to Ronan Wall, who's the president of the Los Angeles Cougars GA Club. Ronan, we spoke 12 months ago on the podcast. Quite a lot has changed, not just in 12 months, but probably in 12 days. What is life like in LA right now?
Yeah, it was a very different conversation back then, Colm, I think. Life is the same day in, day out. I think it's not too dissimilar from life in Ireland. I think we're probably a couple of weeks behind you guys in terms of the level of seriousness with which everyone is taking COVID-19. But you know, the solution to the problem is the same no matter where you are in the world. So we're living, working, and daycaring with the little ones, all from the same apartment. So I think we have the same challenges the world over.
Okay, social distancing is the key phrase here in Ireland at the moment. Is that the case with you, with the family, and with the greater population of Los Angeles and California?
Yeah, it is. It's I think social distancing is big. Working from home has been a huge change for a lot of people over here, possibly even more so than Ireland. You know, there's a lot of bar workers, restaurant workers, a lot of people in the acting scene in LA. So they've been massively impacted. And I actually just saw some numbers this morning. The number of people signing on for unemployment in the US has gone from, I think it was around about 500,000 to 6.6 million in 2 weeks. So yeah, you can see the impact of needing to work from home. You can see the impact of people not being in work. But social distancing is the thing. It's what everyone is discussing, not necessarily actually observing, but it's for sure what they're discussing. And just little things like queues in FedEx. You know, everyone's 2 meters apart, and there's sticky tape on the floor to give everyone an indication of where they should be. Queues for stores, people are 2 meters apart, they're only letting a certain number of people in, they've got hours for the elderly. So again, not too dissimilar to Ireland, but it's pretty visible. I think the one other big thing in LA, in California generally, you know, the weather is the same day in, day out. So in Ireland, where the topic of conversation when you meet someone is always the weather, it's not over here. The topic of conversation is the traffic. You know, how long does it take you to get to work? What's your commute like? And there's just no one on the roads. There's no need to drive anymore. So I think the big thing that I'm seeing differently is just that there's no one actually on the roads and itself. Everyone's on the footpath actually walking around. So social distancing, yes, but actually there's more people on the streets, which is kind of counterintuitive.
Okay. I suppose, you know, for a lot of us, thoughts of California and, as you mentioned there, the sunshine, Baywatch and the incredible beaches and everything like that. Are the beaches and the parks and all of those things still open to the public?
They have very recently closed. I think that was something that was giving people a lot of solace and an opportunity to get out of their homes. But they, in the last 6 days, have started to shut down. They've certainly shut down the car parks associated with the beaches. So yeah, that's all on lockdown. We've a tiny little park across from our house here, like very small, and they shut the gates yesterday. That was the last one that we knew was open to us. And I heard about a surfer in Manhattan Beach 2 days ago getting $1,000 fine for being on the beach. So the law enforcement is out, and they're actively monitoring who's in the spaces that they shouldn't be. So yeah, you've got all this lovely scenery and beaches and parks around us, and we just can't use them right now.
Okay, from afar, looking at the situation, Ronan, in America, you have your city, you have your state government, and then you have your federal government. And let's be honest, at the top of the food chain is Donald Trump. What is the viewpoint in California of the commander-in-chief?
Yeah, it's America is funny. It's more like a continent than it is a country. So in California, on the West Coast and on the East Coast, in New York and Boston and elsewhere, they're very democratic areas. So, you know, irrespective of how he's reacted to COVID-19, he wouldn't have been the most popular choice. and nothing's really changed since. I saw a report recently that trust rating in Donald Trump had dropped to its lowest level since he was in office, with about 9% of Democrats having any sort of trust in him. So that gives you a sense of kind of the feeling within California. And then that number within Republicans is something more like 60 or 70%. So it's incredibly, incredibly partisan country, with the middle of the country being heavily Republican. So depending on who you talk to, he's either the greatest commander in chief that they've had, or he's just totally missed the mark on this, and he's overly focused on the financials and not the people. So I think there is a general sense that he's attempting to protect the country financially, and he's doing everything in his powers to do that. And you're seeing some incredible financial packages being put through at the moment. But he doesn't have a huge amount of empathy, and so the kind of lack of care associated with the challenges people are having and the illnesses is coming through as well, I think.
Okay, now a lot of the governors, state governors, are taking the law quite literally into their own hands. Is there a viewpoint that the governor in California, Governor Newsom, was front and center and was possibly ahead of the curve in terms of dealing with the crisis that was about to unfold?
Definitely front and center. Ahead of it, maybe not so much. I think as a country, the US was behind the curve. And I think you're seeing the results of that now. They've just recently, I think, passed China in terms of number of deaths. They're now by far and away the country with the biggest number of cases. So I think as a country, they were behind the curve. They reacted quite slowly to it. But as soon as they reacted, I think Gavin Newsom was pretty quick to get on the front foot. And he's been great. He's front and center. He's, from afar, I'm seeing Taoiseach do a great job of just being visible, being transparent, providing, good data and fact-based information. And Gavin Newsom's doing something very similar. So it gives a lot of comfort, even though California, I was looking at the numbers, has had over 200 deaths. I think people are quite happy with the fact that he's in position. And even outside of the kind of federal aid that's being that's the packages that are being passed, he in turn is passing his own bills as well. And I saw another $2 billion was being added to another relief fund today as well.
But like looking, Ronan, at the situation in New York and in New Jersey, is it a case that California is being held up as this is the way it can be done if social distancing and other sort of protocols are acted on?
It's a good question. I'm not sure anyone is really looking to anyone else in the US right now as being the standard bearer. I think they're looking internationally. So Singapore and South Korea are being quoted as having managed this really well. I'm just not sure they know what they have on their hands in the US just yet. My understanding in LA is because of the lack of testing kits, it's really difficult for them to get a handle on the true numbers. And so they're a little wary of just, blowing their own trumpet too much. And they're actually just dealing with cases as they become serious enough for someone to require medical treatment. So, I don't think anyone's really looking to anyone else in the US as being the standard bearers. I think internationally is probably more directive of where there's learnings to happen.
And in terms of the medical treatments, the fear here in Ireland is that the hospitals, when the COVID crisis peaks, that the fear is that the hospitals will be overrun. What situation is it with the hospitals in Los Angeles and in the state of California?
Yeah, it's no different. It's really not. I think the healthcare systems worldwide are designed to cater for a certain percentage of the population, and when it goes above it, they struggle. So, it's no different here. I think they just haven't seen the volume that they expect to see at its peak, which is probably about 10 to 14 days away, apparently. So I think we'll get a real sense at that moment as to how well prepared they are. I know some of the backups have proven not to be particularly useful. They had a lot of ventilators in stock for something like this, and it turns out a lot of them aren't working. So, you know, not everything is perfect, but you also have a lot of smart companies that are leaning in, and you know, you've seen some companies like lend their weight to allowing for themselves to become testing centers. Others have leveraged their technology to produce ventilators in a matter of days. So I think everyone's leaning in. I think they're more aware than they've ever been. I think they're better prepared than they've been. I'm just not really sure we know what it looks like, when it hits its peak. I've also seen a lot of kind of community centers being turned into either makeshift areas for the homeless, because the homeless crisis over here is considerably worse than it is at home. Like, there's tens of thousands of people on the street, or being turned into makeshift hospitals. So I think everyone is preparing, but I'm not really sure we'll know what it looks like for another probably week and a half or 2 weeks.
Now, you mentioned testing there, and I know it's something that Donald Trump is trumpeting every night in his press conferences from the White House. He's talking up the figures. On the ground, though, it seems to be quite different in terms of the tests that are being carried out, and B, and probably more importantly, how long it's taking to get the results back.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of articles from people who've been pretty ill in the vulnerable zone, and it's taken 4 weeks, taken 2 weeks to just get a test and 2 more weeks to get the results back, or not get the results back. So, yeah, again, it's just, you know, they weren't ready for this. They didn't prepare correctly, as far as I can tell. And they're suffering the consequences now in terms of the processes around testing. So, yeah, we're not really seeing it on the ground, and people are feeling unwell. A friend of mine is not feeling particularly well at the moment, and he'd like to get tested. But when he speaks to his doctor, he's being told he's got to wait until, you know, he gets, and lets it 3, 4, 5 days, and his fever maintains, only then is he going to be allowed in. I think they're just being incredibly cautious right now. So yeah, we're not seeing those volumes of tests, certainly not in LA.
Okay, now given that we're chatting to you as president of a GA club, obviously quite a lot of Irish people under your wing, shall we say, there. How are they all getting on? How are you all communicating?
I think everyone is retaining their Irish sense of humor and ability to stay connected in times of crisis. So yeah, we've a good group here. It's a mix of people playing in the club. We've got our fourth team being created this year, and then just a mix of kind of people in the Irish community. So the consulate in LA under Rory Keane's watch has been great. We've been very close, staying very close to them. That means we get access to the latest information to push to our group, but also we can help spread any message out to the Irish community in LA as well. So that's been really helpful. And then as a group, we're trying to stay fit for what may or may not end up being a season this year. Our competitive spirits mean that we've started a few running challenges and keep fit challenges, and every Friday we have a virtual pub for a few hours where we...
This was the thing I was most interested in, Ronan, when we were chatting during the week. So explain to me how the Irish pub culture is surviving in Los Angeles in the grip of a global pandemic.
Yeah, it's remarkable how creative Irish people can be when it comes to having a drink. So we obviously can't meet anymore. So what we do now is every Friday between 7 and 11... we set up a Zoom call and everyone joins and has a drink at home and catches up and play a bit of poker, and it's a nice bit of respite. I think it's a good way for people to stay connected. Yeah, and it's for sure one of the more imaginative ways for people to continue to have a drink at home feeling less guilty.